today's rest of the story. In June 1969, Honduras and El Salvador went to war. Honduras and El Salvador, you'll remember, are two neighboring Central American nations, practically cousins. Honduras is larger than El Salvador. Her farmland is better. For years, El Salvadorans have gone to Honduras to farm. No problem. Or there were the usual suspicions, who's in the minority and so on. But nothing to fight about until June of 1969. And that is when Honduras and El Salvador went to war. And why they went to war is the rest of the story. It was a matter of national dishonor. The cause over which the Hondurans decided to fight El Salvador. Their first retaliation was against the El Salvadoran farmers living among them. 5 days later, more than 2,000 people had been killed. Honduran air attacks had severely damaged El Salvador's industry. Salvadoran troops were 25 miles inside Honduran territory. Both armies, each about 5,000 men, were in disarray. Ammunition and food supplies were unavailable. The air forces, initially about 8 planes on each side, were crippled, and the news media had gone bananas, totally hysterical. And you know, they're still going at it down there. I mean, they're still slugging and sniping away at each other. And back of it all was this mysterious event of national dishonor in June of 1969. Dishonor supposedly suffered by the Hondurans, the cause over which those two countries went to war. The ingredients of a conflagration always did exist, awaiting only somebody to strike a match. El Salvador is seriously overpopulated. Her citizens are poor. About 5.2 million people crowd into 8,000 square miles. That gives El Salvador a population density of 650 per square mile. Further complicating this overpopulation problem, El Salvador also has one of the highest birth rates in the world. Honduras, on the other hand, is underpopulated, 4.4 million on more than 43,000 square miles. That puts her population density about one-sixth that of El Salvador. But Honduras is the poorest country in Central America. Its economy almost entirely agrarian, is growing at a slower rate than that of El Salvador. So when farmers from overpopulated El Salvador came to underpopulated Honduras to raise crops, things worked out pretty well, except for the inevitable jealousy. After all, Salvador was getting rich off the soil of Honduras. And that was enough to complain about, but that was not enough to fight about until one day in June 1969. An official of Salvador made a decision which started a fight, and that fight ignited a war. Not a government official. It was an athletic official. What I'm saying is that the 5-day border war and the 23 years of skirmish that's still going on were triggered, that these two Latin American nations, who managed to work together on both sides of an unguarded border for generations, that their peoples began killing one another over nothing more than a disputed score in a soccer game. And now you know the rest of the story.